This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how many of you guys are from a military family? Okay, I wasn't in the military. Again, one of my biggest regrets because I feel guilty about it, and I still have time to change that. I'm getting my old butt in there, but there's still things I can do, but yeah, I'll come to grips with that. And everybody says you could do a lot out here as a civilian, but I don't know. I still feel guilty because my father was in the military. It's just something that I feel like I should have always done. And so when I grew up, having a father who was military, I mean, wasn't very kid gloved, wasn't very touchy feely. But the one thing my dad taught me that he learned is when you have an enemy, you don't run and hide. You deal with it head on. Now, of course, he said, don't be stupid. You know, don't walk up to the person with a gun, you know, get away. Right? So he would yell at me, obviously, about that. But it was the approach of, if you hide and you try to, like, you know, the enemy is still there. And that enemy will still hunt you down, whether it's your country, whether it's a shooter, whether it's a, you know. Now, I agree when there's a mass shooting, if you could run away from the sound of the bullets, if you could get the hell out of there, you'd get the hell out of there. Okay? And you have to always get into a position, obviously, of safety. That shooter won't be stopped until somebody takes that shooter down. But that doesn't necessarily have to be you. It could be somebody else who's able to do that. Just you get to safety. Okay? But we keep hearing COVID's the enemy. COVID's the enemy. And we're not acting like that. We're acting like the unvaccinated are the enemy. We're acting like those who are telling us to wear masks are the enemy. I mean, we're just fighting amongst each other. Meanwhile, COVID is coming back again. There's rising cases. We see it in Europe. COVID's the enemy. I think COVID is the enemy. I don't think it's you who doesn't want to get a vaccine. I don't think it's you who doesn't really want to wear the mask because it's not working and you're not breathing well. I think the enemy is the virus, and the even bigger enemy is whoever is manipulating or orchestrating, designing, leaking, or accidentally screwing us over because of this virus. Those are the enemies. Now, in Europe, there were riots. There was, I mean, it just multiple. Italy, Austria, I think Brussels, Netherlands. There were riots all over. And you start to see the government and you start to see the citizens pitted against each other. So everybody take a step back. And rather than thinking about this as like COVID enemy, what would you do if this was Hitler? What would you do if this was an enemy that is trying to invade your country, is already in your country? How would you take on an enemy? Would you bunker down and hide? Would you lock down? Well, people could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, all of the restaurants and stores could lock down, and then the military could come out. And no, the feds were locked down too. I mean, the military was on, but I mean, everybody was locked down. Federal government was locked down. They were like, oh, yay. All right, guys. Yeah, paid leave. Everybody worked from home. Well, we locked down. We hid. All right? We bunkered down. Enemy's still out there. Enemy got stronger. So anybody with any sort of military background or even common sense would realize maybe us hiding isn't going to battle COVID. Maybe we need to face the enemy. And maybe we need to face the enemy with something that pushes back at it. Now, in a war, it could be guns. World War I, there was gas. Not a fan of that. But with the enemy, there was some sort of a aversion. What are you and I doing to avert and go after COVID? We know how to hide. We've been hiding pretty good. Right? I mean, you know, we know how to get a vaccine, and the vaccine might be protecting us and giving us a shield, but a lot of vaccinated people, COVID's still getting into us, still killing us, like General Colin Powell, may rest in peace. So what would you do if you were in the military? What would you do if this was a war? You would say, to heck with this. You cock your gun, and you'd go out there, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to take this head on. So do we have anything head on for COVID? Now, I don't like the idea of sprays. I could just see the government screw that up. What do we have? Well, we know that artificial immunity helps. We're also being told that natural immunity works as well. We've been saying that since day one. And in fact, another study has just come out saying even non-COVID coronaviruses can help boost your immunity. But one thing in the military that in a more militaristic landscape is having allies to help fight your enemy. What would be an ally for us with COVID? I know you guys are like going, okay, where's this getting, you know, her analogies, her military analogies are really kind of failing here. Not entirely. Remember I told you guys if I think COVID is going to die because of COVID or because of another virus, I don't think it's going to be you and me, you know, wearing something like this. We could bunker down, we could hide, but somebody has to hit this sucker head on. So maybe it's going to be a more advanced COVID. Maybe it's going to be the Merck therapeutic drug or ivermectin or whatever. But we need to approach this like a battle. And if we do that, we're going to probably then have a much better efficacy at fighting the sucker than the hiding and covering up. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I get really, really frustrated when I hear doctors kind of, you know, talk about patients and kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say make fun of them, but like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't understand. They asked for, oh, I had a patient like this. The patient wanted Lortab 10, a narcotic, and they said they were allergic to Lortab 5. Okay. And I'm not making fun of them, but I'm like, really? Really? So, you know, it happens. And so sometimes, you know, patients will do things that just don't make sense. Don't make fun of them. Shouldn't make fun of them. We should be like, okay, really, really nice try. doesn't work that way. But one thing I do see with patients that is inadvertent and they don't realize is they're taking a group of medications to fight an illness or to address a problem. Meanwhile, they're taking other things that counteract the medication they're on. And nobody tells them. Nobody tells them that, you know, that it could be adding more fuel to the fire. And meanwhile, they're not in good control. And these medicines keep getting prescribed by maybe another physician. This other physician's trying to work here. And nobody's kind of putting the two together. So, for example, I get tons of patients calling in with anxiety. I get it. Very anxious. I mean, there's a lot going on, holidays and all that. And I go, okay, so you have anxiety. Yeah, and I can't sleep, and I'm, you know. But then when you look at the medication regimen, they're on phentermine, which is a diet pill. Well, but it's a diet pill with speed. And I'm like, your anxiety's getting worse? Yep. How long have you been on your phentermine? Just a couple weeks. And when did your anxiety get worse? Start of the month. This, or a couple weeks, or... You're like, do you see a correlation at all? Did anybody who told you the phentermine could bother your anxiety? Oh, I get my phentermine from another doctor. He said it's fine. Well, same thing with steroids. You know, people will be given steroids for a cold or an infection. And steroids can make somebody very anxious. So they call up going, I am really anxious. I need more Xanax. And I can't write Xanax over the phone because it's controlled. And I go, you know you're on steroids. How long are you on that for? Oh, I asked them because I love taking it for my sinus infection. I go, yeah, but it's going to increase your anxiety. How long are you on them for? So people don't realize it. And I've noticed it for years, and I've said that for years. Steroids can increase your blood sugar. Steroids can increase your blood pressure. Well, now there's a study saying 20% of you guys who take blood pressure medications are probably also taking medications that at the same time increase your blood pressure. So if your blood pressure isn't in control, maybe somebody needs to take a step back and look at what some of your other medications are. So medications that can raise your blood pressure, like your Motrin, your ibuprofen, a diet pill, some of your antidepressants, these are things that can up your blood pressure. And here you are with blood pressure not in good control. And a lot of over-the-counter medications that you're taking could interrupt with that too. So this was a study published in JAMA. A team of researchers out of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston found that 18% or 1 in 5 adults diagnosed with high blood pressure reported taking medications that may actually increase their blood pressure. Now, blood pressure is defined as being over 130 over 80. And the authors had defined uncontrolled high blood pressure as an average systolic of 130 or higher and an average diastolic of over 80. Now, I know some of you are like, no, it's supposed to be 140 over 90. Maybe back in 1988. But we started to change that 140 over 90. I mean, when I was in training, they were like, okay, 140 over 90. We really want you below 130. If you can be 125 over 75 and below, I think that's awesome. I don't want you too low. I don't want you 100 over 60. But, yeah. So a lot of you guys are already pre-hypertensive. And they found that the majority of U.S. adults with hypertension have not achieved recommended blood pressure targets. One often overlooked barrier to control is iatrogenic, the use of medications that are known to raise blood pressure. So iatrogenic meaning you're doing something to screw yourself up, or your doctor is. So the study noted that with national trends of patients taking multiple medications for one or more conditions, there may be the adverse event of increasing your blood pressure without knowing it. So they looked at data collected between 2009 and 2018, the use of blood pressure raising medications and its association with the ability to control blood pressure. And so they looked at antidepressants, as I said, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Motrin, steroids, estrogen. So the authors concluded that the findings suggest a pathway to improve controlling a person's blood pressure by optimizing medication regimens, which may in turn help reduce the need for taking multiple medications. Now, this is reported by Fox News, and I learned this 25 years ago. All right, you guys are on a medication soup, and you're also getting medication from more than one doctor, and you're lying to some of us. So, patient called in, going, I hurt my knee, I need 800 milligrams ibuprofen. And I'm like, okay, you need 800 milligrams ibuprofen. Okay, are you taking any medications? Nope. Do you have any medical issues? Nope. Do you have any allergies? Nope. Any kidney issues, stomach issues? No. All right. Well, the average doctor who's lazy will just go ahead and do the prescription and move on. But I'm a pain in the butt. And I'm like, okay. You said you don't have any medical issues. Have you been diagnosed with high blood pressure? No, never diagnosed. What is your blood pressure? I don't know. I have a cuff. Do you want me to tell? Yeah, can you? I'll wait. Can you check the blood pressure? It's 145 over 95. Your blood pressure is elevated. Oh, that's okay, but it hasn't been diagnosed. Well, I'm diagnosing you right now with a mildly elevated blood pressure. Maybe what we need to do is try something a little less blood pressure sensitive than ibuprofen. I mean, have you been taking ibuprofen? Yeah, I've been taking four over the counter now for a week or two. I go, well, what if you stopped taking it? See what happens with your blood pressure in a few days. So, you know, my father was, he had mild diabetes, mild blood pressure, but he had bragged about how he was healthy. He wasn't sick with anything. Yeah, but if you don't go to the doctor, if you don't get diagnosed, you're going to have no medical history. 50% of my patients calling up say they have absolutely no medical history at all, which is good. But then some of them are 55, 60 years old. I go, that's great. That's great. You're not on any medicines, no medical history. Great. When was the last time you had a physical? 2000, before Obamacare. Obamacare does allow physical. Oh, okay, well, maybe I got one in 2010. We're almost in 2022. There's probably a chance that in the last 11, 12 years, you have higher blood pressure. So, you know, we talked about vaginal dryness. Remember winter vagina, which is fake. There is no such thing as winter vagina. Okay. I mean, but your body may go through some changes during certain seasons, but there is no such thing as winter vagina. But people were talking about vaginal dryness. Okay, so I need to add more estrogen. I need to add more stuff down there. Yeah, well, are you taking Xanax? Are you taking benzodiazepines? Some of those are linked to vaginal dryness. Are you taking an antihistamine? That could be linked to vaginal dryness. So I bring this up because a lot of us don't realize we take a lot of medications. You think, well, if I don't go to the pharmacy and pick it up, it's not a medication. Yeah, if it's in your cupboard, if you're taking an Excedrin migraine, if you're taking an ibuprofen or a naproxen or a Tylenol, that's a medication. What about coffee? How much coffee do you drink? Is it caffeinated or decaf? I need my coffee in the morning. All right, well, maybe your caffeine could be doing it. Maybe your salt could be doing it. Maybe your carbs could be messing with your sugar. So, you know, I don't want to make fun of anybody and I don't want to rip on any doctors, but we have a medical system right now where you don't have the family docs. See, I'm a family doc. And the one thing that we family docs, you know, have, or we used to have over all these other doctors out there, was we not only knew you, but we knew your family. We took care of the whole family. We took care of you for years. In fact, one of my patients, who I hadn't seen in years because I closed my office, called up on the telemedicine platform. I still remembered his birthday. But if you're now using telemedicine, you're going to urgent care and all that, and you're having seven different doctors see you, you're going to be sadly taking things that contradict each other. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are ripping President Biden for tapping into the nation's strategic petroleum reserve to curb rising gas prices. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tweeting saying Biden should stop putting America last. McCarthy calling for a resumption of oil and gas production in the United States, which was ramped up during the Trump administration. Jury deliberations are underway for the three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. The prosecution arguing Arbery was chased and murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood last year. The defense claiming the killing was self-defense and he resisted a citizen's arrest. Deliberations began after the judge in the case denied the defense's motion for a mistrial. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News. San Francisco is beefing up their police presence and restricting car access in Union Square following organized retail thefts over the weekend. The move comes as millions of dollars worth of accessories were stolen from stores and retailers were vandalized and looted in mass smash-and-grab robberies. As far as the stores that are being hit, Lieutenant Tracy McCrae, the vice president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association, tells Fox News,
the Nordstrom, now you have Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Yves Saint Laurent, all of these high-end places just getting hit by mobs of people who are organized to do this. And there's no fear of any type of repercussions.
As the border crisis continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is ordering almost 10,000 state troopers and National Guard soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, now that Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted, there is a lot of questions as to what happens next. Now, I am pretty blown away, not at what happened so much at the Rittenhouse trial, but how it took people feeling they needed to be out there defending. I'm not saying so much that's what he did, but I mean, when it got to the point where there were riots and people, and we were hearing in our neck of the woods, there's going to be riots all I could hear is people saying, I'll be out there with a gun. I'll be standing out there. I'll be standing out there. I'll be coming out there. And the world went crazy last year. It still is going crazy. But we had civilians and citizens feeling like they were not going to be able to have law enforcement support to the degree that they needed. And at when law enforcement was getting shot at, was getting attacked, when it was, you know, law enforcement did stand back as rioters kind of did their thing. I'm not blaming them. It's just we had a law enforcement officer shot in the head. We can't have any more loss of life. So I don't know what the answer was. And so, you know, officers have a right to protect themselves and not, you know, be in harm's way. So here's Kyle Rittenhouse taking it upon himself to be out there. And when he is in Kenosha, gets himself into some trouble, shoots, kills a couple people. But because it wasn't self-defense, he has been acquitted. What happened, though, before leading up to this was inexcusable. We are all supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And our president just seems to kind of get into the habit of liking to call it one side or another before the case completes its, before the defense rests, before the prosecution rests, before the case is completed. So President Biden made his comments about the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd case, and he had put out a video of when he was debating Trump, accusing Trump of being a white supremacist, and including in that picture Kyle Rittenhouse standing holding his AR-15 style weapon. So now Kyle Rittenhouse has potentially a defamation suit. And people believe he should move forward with that. I think we need all politicians to take a step back and shut up until cases are being, we have a justice system. And that justice system needs to have unbiased jurors. And when you have a president saying, oh, I hope this goes the way of, you know, Derek Chauvin going to jail or whatever his exact words were, or I hope, you know, or, you know, here's an example of a white supremacist, then where's the objectivity? Half this country supports Biden. Well, if Biden doesn't like him, they're not going to like him. So it really complicates the judicial process. And I mean, everybody has a right to an opinion and free speech, but we really need our justice system unmolested, especially with opinions from public people and movie stars, etc. So Kyle Rittenhouse had an interview with Tucker Carlson. He looked very well poised, considering, I mean, he's still a young kid. I still look at the kid like a baby, but he had been found on L5 charges. He sat down on Tucker Carlson tonight. This was, and I think it aired last night. And Rittenhouse said this case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense. He said, I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. It's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of someone. Now, Rittenhouse is from Illinois. He was accused of murdering two people and wounding another amid riots that took place in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I think it was like 20 minutes from his house. The defense of the trial successfully argued Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. During the interview, Rittenhouse also explained to Carlson what he felt after he was attacked at gunpoint. He said, I tell everybody there what happened. I said I had to do it. I was just attacked. I was dizzy. I was vomiting. I couldn't breathe. Now, of course, people are now asking, okay, so what about the president? So Tucker Carlson said, what did you make of the president of the United States calling you a white supremacist? And Rittenhouse responded, Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. Carlson said it's not a small thing to be called a white supremacist, and Rittenhouse said it's actual malice, defaming my character for him to say something like that. Now, Biden wasn't president when he tweeted the video in question. He was still running against Trump. But I think there is still a defamation suit. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but here's the thing. This isn't about whether Rittenhouse gets to sue or not. This is about, you know, are we accusing people? So white supremacists are some of my most disliked people on this planet. And so if you're going to be a white supremacist, just like the Nazis were, all right, as far as I'm concerned, those people are evil. But we're using this term, white supremacy, all over the place now, even in school. And I was under the impression that a white supremacist is somebody that feels anybody other than a 100% Caucasian is inferior, needs to be treated as such, or removed from this earth, as the Nazis did. But instead, we're using white supremacy all over the place. So when riots were happening and buildings were being burned and law enforcement was you know, struggling to control it, citizens wanting to protect a town or wanting to protect, it's not, I can't say his town because it wasn't his town, it was 20 minutes away, but, or however long away it was, citizens wanting to protect businesses. How is that white supremacy? Just like it's also insulting to African Americans that a riot and setting something on fire represents what they're about. It's not. These were rioters that were white of all maybe races that were burning things down and were looting. So when somebody starts to say that this is a case about, you know, that was anti-black, it's confusing to us because the average black person I know does not condone what the riots. They don't. Why are the riots being attached to them? This was BLM, a BLM protest, and rioters came forward and did this. I don't know if the rioters were necessarily BLM. I don't know if rioters were Antifa. I don't know if rioters were PETA. I don't know. But they were rioters. And here we are stereotyping them as representing a race, and they weren't. The people who died were white. So when you call Rittenhouse a white supremacist, It's actually insulting to all cultures and people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Giving Tuesday is a day when people all around the world come together to support causes that are important to them. In celebration of the generosity found in the Meta community, the company will match up to $8 million in eligible donations made to fundraisers on November 30th on Facebook for nonprofits in the United States. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Vice President of Social Impact.
Most donations on Facebook are under $25. Those small but mighty dollars add up, but it's important to remember that giving doesn't just mean money. We're testing Facebook neighborhoods in more than 130 new cities, which means that many more people have a simple way to build and strengthen their local community. The new giving exchange is another thing I'm thrilled about. By donating items for free to neighbors, not only is it a way to help one another, but it's also good for the environment.
What are some other ways people can give?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
Where can we go for more information?
fb.me/givingseason2021.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So San Francisco retailers are asking for help. In fact, one retailer is calling the crime in the city atrocious. Thieves have targeted luxury retailers, other stores, mass looting for a period of days. And these are big groups. These are organized groups. Gump's owner, John Chachas, was on Fox and Friends, and he discussed the crime wave. And he said, my concern as a business person is you don't have a functioning environment anymore when you have people outside the city who are afraid to come to the city because of rampant crime, he said, and grit and filth. Now, as we know, New York City has been struggling with increased crime. Chicago, increased shootings. But San Francisco, at least 12 stores were ransacked, and this was just over the weekend, including a Louis Vuitton in the city's well-known Union Square. It was reportedly, quote, emptied out. Chachas said, today you can steal up to $995 worth of goods, and it's a misdemeanor. And the people that are doing this know that the police are not likely actually doing anything about it. That's why you're seeing groups of 10, groups of 12, groups of 20, so that each person has less than 900. It's ridiculous. I don't understand that. And it is breaking the law in California, or I'm not sure if it's just a San Francisco. I think it's California. Where it's still a misdemeanor. It got downgraded from a felony to a misdemeanor, but people interpret that as, well, I'm not getting jail time, so I can have misdemeanors. Fine by me. So the retailer said if they did something about it, the district attorney is not likely to prosecute. So until you change things back to a law-abiding society, you just invite this kind of chaos. Now, San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced the city would limit car access to the area in an effort to counter the rampant looting. San Francisco Police Lieutenant Tracy McCracy also discussed the crime wave, saying that criminals have no fear of partaking because of the city's soft-on-crime approach. They say it's not only prosecution, it's convictions. If I arrest you for a felony, you get convicted for a felony, not that it's pled down to some misdemeanor like the DA did before. If you get convicted to a felony, you go to jail. McCray, okay, so that was a misspelling, so it's a McCray. McCray also noted thieves who get hit with citations are released right then and there, which incentivizes criminals to partake in organized mob looting. According to San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott, the police presence will remain heightened until further notice. They say it just destroys your business, and we've had now twice in this last 6 months a requirement to board up our store and protect it. It's outrageous. They say we are open. We're ready for people to come. San Francisco has been, San Francisco has had very strict COVID measures throughout the pandemic, and it's loosening up. They still have the rules where you have to show, I guess, proof of vaccine to eat and things like that, which is ridiculous. But anyway, they're opening up. And this Gump store has been there 165 years. But they say the leadership of the city has lost their way. 80 people had participated in the mass looting in San Francisco alone over the weekend. These were organized efforts. And I worry because, as a doctor and from a public health standpoint, as crime goes up, so does violence. And so what if a store owner, we just talked about Kyle Rittenhouse, what if a store owner says, to hell with this? I'll stand there with a gun. Employees can't, if they're not security, They can't take on customers who are stealing. In fact, the majority of these employees who don't even want to be there, okay, remember, we're having a labor shortage. People are reluctantly going back to work. They don't want trouble. So if somebody's stealing something, they'll just back up. It's not worth them losing their life. There was one scene, I think it was at a grocery store, or was it at a pharmacy, where a patron tried to approach the guy shoplifting, the guy pulls a gun on him. Now, thank God he didn't shoot, but I told my kids, you can't be heroes. It's not worth getting shot over somebody stealing milk and all that. I mean, it is going to take a stand eventually, but unless these stores have security, it's just not worth it. I told you, I walked into a pharmacy. A lot of the things were locked up in plastic, so you have to actually have somebody now unlock it for you. I mean, you know how frustrating that is? Remember spray paint? If I need spray paint for something I'm doing for the holidays, you have to wait until you find somebody, and then they have to unlock it for you because people were stealing spray paint. I mean, that's how it's going to be. It's going to now be, okay, look, you just put in your order and we'll ship it to you. Where there's no access to the warehouse, no access to retail. It's going to redefine retail. But, a $950 purse being stolen to the DA and to many, they just don't think it's worth prosecuting. Now, that's the problem with a lot of these laws. On paper, you go, well, huh, that makes sense. You know, why are we going to, if somebody stole a, television set, are we going to make it a felony? It could be a misdemeanor, have them do community service, have them, whatever. But that's not, people are outsmarting the system. They're like, all right, well, then 10 of us will steal about 10 grand worth of stuff. I mean, they're outsmarting the system. And there's just not enough security. And let's say a store has one security guard. How does he take on 10 people? He can't shoot them. You can't shoot somebody stealing. If you tase one, that could also be considered assault. You're not law enforcement. You're not police. And then you get jumped. So I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Vaping damages DNA and raises risk of cancer, we're being told, the same way as cigarettes. This is a study coming out of the University of Southern California. Researchers looked at 82 adults and found the biological changes that cause disease, such as lung cancer, can come from vaping. People have said for years, oh, vaping is safer, vaping's safer. And I have said, well, how do you know? It hasn't been around that much. We're putting chemicals into our body. And several studies have suggested that e-cigs are harmful. Many questioned whether smoking was still to blame. But vapors can still smoke cigarettes, and a lot of people who vape do smoke regular cigarettes. But a team of researchers at the University of Southern California found that these biological changes happen even in vapers who've never touched a cigarette. They say the changes are much more extensive in people who smoke tobacco, obviously. Laws are now restricting what manufacturers are allowed to put in vapes, and they're stricter in the UK than in the US, but still, 82 healthy adults, they split them into three categories. Current vapers, people who only smoke cigarettes, and a control group that never smoked or vaped. They then analyzed the genes of all their participants and looked for changes in gene regulation in the blood cells of each participant. They say when the normal regulation of genes is disrupted, it could interfere with gene function and then lead to disease. Now, it's a small amount of people they looked at, 37 vapers, 22 smokers, 23 non-smokers, and this was in L.A., of course. They took blood samples, and they found the biological effects of vaping looked similar with the dysregulation of mitochondrial genes and molecular pathways similar to those in the smoking lungs. A number of damaged genes in smokers was still 7.4 times higher than vapers. So, vaping is only supposed to be temporary if you really can't get off smoking any other way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.